Happen Radio Show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And joining us for this hour is Lynn Armstrong Coffin, the creator of Punching Politicians. And Lynn, first of all, thank you for sending me two of these things. They're a lot of fun. And I've been goofing around with them for quite a bit for the people who are watching us on Justin TV. It's a very cute idea, and I think it brings a certain needed levity to what is a very contentious and possibly crooked election. How did you come up with this? Why did you decide you were going to do this?
Well, Michael, it was really all by accident. When we were playing around in our studio one day with an antique boxing toy, and it had such comical motions that we just hit upon the idea it would be very funny to put political heads on it. So that's where we started, and you see where we ended up.
Now, I love the character of Obama, and you sent me an Obama and a Romney doll, and looking at the paperwork that came with it, let's see, you've also got, I don't have it on here, there's an elephant and a donkey and a lot of the people who were there in the primary as well, so you've got this entire range of these puppets, and probably we should have had this interview a little bit earlier into the primary season because we've only got six more days until the election is over. But I'm going to tell you right now, I think these are going to become iconic memorabilia of this particular election here. And they are a very clever little mechanism, and I'm probably going to use these tonight for the trick-or-treaters coming up as well, just to entertain them as they their little candy wrappers and stuff. Did I hear you correctly that you're going to be doing a segment on The View about these puppets?
Yes, we have been scheduled on The View, but because of the storm, we have been postponed. So I'm hoping that it'll either be tomorrow or Friday.
All righty. Well, I imagine they're going to get a huge kick out of these things. I'm rather amazed we haven't seen these on, like, Jon Stewart's show or Stephen Colbert.
Well, it's interesting you say that because they were also sculpted. And we sent heads to them, but unfortunately, we did not get a response.
Those heartless Philistines here. If you'd put my head on one of these things, you would have gotten a huge, huge, huge response, at least
well,
for me.
Well, maybe I'll do that for you.
Well, I would appreciate that very, very much. So what other toys do you make? I mean, obviously, this is not your entire product line.
No, this is not our entire product line. We have two more endeavors that we hope to have out next year. They will not be political. We're probably going into, I would say, the sports arena. So you can look for our company, which is BZ Products, with two more lines next year.
Well, I've got a suggestion for you right now. You need to start making these punching dolls with Wall Street CEOs. Heads on, because there's a lot of people who are going to want to be clubbing on those people after all that they've done to this country here. Now, you're basically an American startup. I think you're down in Florida, and so you would qualify as an entrepreneur, which is getting harder and harder to do in this day and age. And so it's great to see somebody achieving a modicum of success. I mean, how popular are these? Are you selling a lot of them?
Well, it's increasing every day, and yes, we have sold thousands, and as the election gets closer, we're selling more. We have had extreme success at rallies when we take them out into the public.
I can imagine. All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. What else? Well, actually, we're coming up on a break here, and I want to keep you into the next segment and talk about it a little bit more. And your view about the election, but it is a moment of levity. And I was just yesterday talking on my show about how sometimes the show is so serious and it's a bit of a downer. So now we're going to have a little bit of fun with our punching puppets. Got to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be back with our punching politicians after these words from our sponsor.
Prepared. GetPreparedExpo.com. the biggest and best preparedness expo in America.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits
with instructors
RBN's Vincent Finelli
from USA Prepares,
plus the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft,
and 50 more.
GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th.
Download coupon flyers
and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're spending some time today with Lynn Armstrong Coffin, who's the creator of the Punching Politicians. There are these very clever little puppets. And I think one of the reasons I responded to it so strongly, when I was a kid, and I'm sure this is probably true for most of the people listening to the show, we all go through a phase where we get into puppets. And we like to have puppets, and we're all big fans of the Muppets and so forth. So this is kind of a really cool toy. There's a part of me that wishes they had chainsaws instead of boxing gloves, but that's just a personal preference on my part. They are very clever, and it's a lot of fun. I'm already getting comments and emails saying, what exactly is the name of your company? What is your website where people can go to look at these things?
Our company name is BZ Products, but you can find us at punchingpoliticians.com.
That's punchingpoliticians.com. All right. Well, these things are an awful lot of fun. Now, stepping away from the toys, though, obviously you and your co-creators working in your studio with the toys, you're obviously politically aware of what's going on. And I think probably right now, given all the vote fraud that we are seeing, that there's probably a huge segment of America that thinks maybe the presidency ought to be settled by putting the two guys into a ring with boxing gloves and just let them go
at
it that way.
I would like to see that.
Okay. So seriously, what do you think about the current campaign between the? What do you think about Obama? What do you think about Romney stepping away from the puppets just a little bit?
Yeah, I try to stay nonpartisan when people ask me this, and sort of say that I'm just the puppet lady at this point. But all I can really say is that I'm pray for our country, and no matter who wins the election, I hope they have what it takes to turn it around.
Well, since we've got both a Romney puppet and an Obama puppet, it doesn't matter how the election goes. Obviously, the U.S. has a puppet government now, which is certainly fair play because we've been doing it to every other country. One more time, if you could give us your website where people can go to see these things.
Yes, it's punchingpoliticians.com.
It's punchingpoliticians.com. Well, I'm going to have a lot of fun with these things. I wish you a lot of luck. I hope you get on The View. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before you go?
I just want to thank you for having us on, and keep it above the belt.
Well, yeah. Yes, they don't have a belt, I don't think. It just sort of stops with the West Coast. All right, well, listen, thank you very much. I'm having a lot of fun with these things, and I'm going to keep them on the show here for a while. And, again, I think this might turn out to be sort of the iconic item from this campaign. Remember a while back when it was the Hillary Clinton nutcracker? And everybody said, oh, we got to keep those. And so, yeah, I think these are going to be around for an awful long time. Lynn, thank you very much for spending time with us today. Good luck with The View. Good luck with The Daily Show and The Colbert Report. And hopefully you'll be back next year with a lot more colorful items for us to have fun with.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. That was Lynn Armstrong Coffin, the creator of the Punching Politicians. It is a very funny, clever idea. I look at these things and I laugh. And like I said, I have a feeling this is probably going to be something that future history will look back as representative of this particular campaign. Now, moving on to some more serious things for the rest of the show. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I got an email from somebody who is familiar with the Windows 8 operating system in response to the earlier email I read on the air. Windows 8 does not have XP compatibility mode. But he's saying you can install a virtual machine in Windows 8 and install XP in the virtual machine. Why? I mean, I understand virtual machines. I have a virtual machine, or a sandbox is sometimes called, running Linux on this machine specifically to use to visit websites that might be hosting malware. If I get a URL that I think is not trustworthy, instead of opening it up on XP, I go into this virtual machine, this sandbox, bring up the Linux browser, and view it there. So if anything does try and get through, it's aimed at the wrong hardware. I understand the concept, but the problem with any virtual machine or emulators, what they used to call them, is it's going to be very, very slow. And again, this kind of an idea, why buy a Windows 8 machine in order to put a virtual machine on it and reinstall XP on the virtual machine? It's a workaround where, yes, you can get XP, but why not just have XP running native? Because it's going to be a lot faster. And it gets back to this attitude that we're seeing from Microsoft and indeed from all of corporate America. The goal is to sell you products that you may not want and don't even need, because they've lost the ability to make something that is really going to be useful. And during good economic times, when consumers have got a lot of money to go out and buy the latest gee-whiz gizmo, you can get away with that. You can get away with planned obsolescence, where people will just put up with having to buy, you know, the same thing over and over again. But in hard economic times like this, it's not going to work. And I will tell you right now, you are going to see rising consumer demand for products that are durable and reliable. We got seduced into this idea that having a warranty is just as good as having a reliable product, and it isn't. A reliable product is one that you buy and use, and you don't worry about it from that point on. But all of these manufacturers said, we're going to make really, you know, carelessly made products, and we'll give them a warranty, and if it breaks, we'll just give them a new one, we'll replace it, and you wind up wasting your time driving back to the store to deal with the warranty, to get a replacement part, to get it repaired, and you're out of business for a while that's going on if you're using the computer in the business. Out here in Hawaii, it's even worse, because very often the local retail stores don't honor the warranty. You have to go to someplace on the mainland, because now the warranty service is contracted out to another company. And you can wind up spending weeks and weeks and weeks trying to resolve these issues. Well, why should we go through that? Shouldn't we all be demanding reliable, durable products and stay away from the stuff that is going to fail as quickly as possible? And I understand right now in the U.S. economy, it's very hard to find reliable products and durable products. I went through that with this coffee press that I got from Macy's, where I got tired of buying these big expensive electric coffee makers with the built-in timer and brewmaster and all the rest of that stuff. And then that little basket that holds the coffee would get a tear in it because it's very delicate, and they wouldn't sell you a replacement coffee basket. They were ready to sell you a whole new machine. So I said, heck with that. I'm going to go low tech. I'm going to get just a simple coffee press. How can you mess that up? And sure enough, they did. Because the coffee press, the little colored plastic stuff was peeling off and getting in the coffee. And I finally found a good coffee press that's made in France. And I'm very, very happy with that one. But that's really where we are. Remember when there was a big scandal where the U.S. was dumping its inferior products on other countries? Well, now those other countries are dumping their inferior products on the United States because they know we've lost our own domestic manufacturing, except for cool things like our little puppets here. And you can get away with that if you've got an economy where people have got money, but we're not there anymore. Now, I know there's a lot of reasons to maybe not like the Soviet Union. But in the old Soviet Union, products were expected to last for 25 years. I know the American propagandists would always make a big deal about, see, they're driving these old cars and using these old washing machines. Well, that's because they didn't need to replace them. They were holding up. If you were a factory manager in the former Soviet Union and your products didn't last 25 years, you went to the gulag. You'd spend the rest of your life counting birch trees in Siberia. Here in the United States, if you make a product that lasts too long, you get punished. If you ever see that documentary, The Light Bulb Conspiracy, and for some strange reason, it keeps getting taken down everywhere it's posted. But the light bulb cartel that controls the manufacture of the old-fashioned Edison bulbs literally would fine a company if their light bulbs lasted more than 1,000 hours. Because the business model was at 1,000 hours it fails and they go buy a new one. They want products to wear out because it maximizes their profits. I know that the compact fluorescent bulbs have never lived up to their promise of lasting for years. Their lifespan is measured in months. Now the LED bulbs seem to be doing better. We've got two of them here, and so far, so good. But too much of our economy is built on the idea of forcing consumers to buy the same thing over and over and over again. That's why we had that Keynesian economist saying that Sandy is a good thing, because all those Americans who lost cars that were paid for and lost homes that were paid for, now they're going to have to go back to the bank and borrow more money at interest to replace the house or replace the car or replace whatever they lost in the floods. That is the desired model by the money junkies, to keep you working as hard as you can just to stay where you are, keep you on the treadmill, keep you in the little wire wheel, keep you working like King Sisyphus, always struggling to get the rock to the top of the mountain and always having the rock fall back down again. We're going to grab a phone call, Don in Ohio. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I wanted to tell you about this thing that was going on around here. Okay, we get a paper. Well, I received one a couple days ago that showed who voted, you know, last presidential election and the election before that. And it had their addresses around my neighborhood here. It had like about seven different names, their addresses, and whether they voted in the past two elections. When I looked up, you know, when my name's on the list and stuff like that, it says I did not vote last year, and I did vote for Ron Paul. So isn't it curious that it had me down as a no vote?
That is a concern, and I think the first thing that occurs to me by sending out something that's a list of people in your area who haven't voted, it's an open invitation for vote fraud, to go to a polling place and say, I'm that person, you know, and, you know, I'd like to vote this year.
Yep.
Yeah, that's, man, this is the crookedest election in our history. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you, Don. We'll be right back.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fear and hate will rule them, sympathy when to the grow. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, it is Halloween, unless you're living in New Jersey. And I was just sent this story. We just put it up at whatreallyhappened.com. No prank on Halloween. U.S. military forces train for zombie apocalypse. We've been hearing that phrase all over. The zombie apocalypse. The zombies are in the street. We have to mow them down and kill them all. And it just seems like such a very bogus kind of thing for the U.S. military to be doing, until I realized that that idea, that model of how you deal with thousands and thousands of bodies in the street coming to get you. I think zombie apocalypse is the government code speak for an American revolution, and that's what they're really training for. It isn't zombies coming up the street to confront the military. It's the angry American people, and they're being trained to simply mow the public down. Because it doesn't really make any sense for the military to be training for a zombie apocalypse, because that's a complete fairy tale here. But there is a very telling part of this story where the government is saying a zombie invasion would have characteristics similar to other catastrophic events. Well, the only catastrophic event that a zombie invasion has any similarity to is a popular uprising by the American people. So that's what they're training for. They're training the army to put down a violent revolution by the American people, and the code phrase for it is the zombie apocalypse. It's the only thing that makes any sense to me at all on this. Now then, let's see. Russian election chief has now gone on record criticizing the U.S. elections and the voting machines and basically saying the American elections are among the worst in the world. And boy, when the Russians are telling you you've got a problem with your election system, you've got a problem with your election system. And he's absolutely right about those election machines. They are election stealers. They really are. One of the first companies that was into this new profit opportunity was the Diebold Corporation, which had a reputation for making automated bank teller machines that would not lose a penny from one end of the country to the other. And yet, their electronic voting machine has at least 12 known ways to get in there and change the results of an election without leaving a trace. It has to be by design. I will not accept that the nation that put men on the moon cannot come up with an honest, fair, and accurate election system. If our election system is this open to fraud and deception and cheating, it is by design, in order to deny the American people a voice in the course of the nation. It's basically, it's all theater. It's an illusion, a big red button. You go into the voting booth, you hit the red button, and then whatever the government does to you after that, they've got an excuse. You voted for this thing. Yes, we've come into your home and we've gunned your husband down and we had the wrong address and we've taken your children away and sent them to their deaths in wars in oil countries on the other side of the world and we're confiscating all your gold to save the bankers, but you voted for this. This is what you wanted. So when the Russians are saying we've got a corrupted election system, you'd better believe them. Meanwhile, Iran has offered to send emergency aid teams to New York to deal with the aftermath of the storm. Iranian rescuers and aid workers are on standby to fly to New York City to provide assistance to those affected by Hurricane Sandy. This is from the head of Iran's Red Crescent organization. That's their equivalent of the Red Cross. U.S. government's never going to allow it to happen. We can't see the Iranians being humanitarian. That's what they're doing over there. All right, now, over at the FDI, huge scandal. You have probably heard about these birth control pills, Yaz and Yasmin. And they are serious, serious problems. They have caused a lot of injury and death to women. And it turns out at least four members of the FDA advisory board that voted to approve this drug had either done work for that drug's manufacturer or they were being given research funds from the manufacturer. Now, the four committee members did disclose their ties to the FDA, but the FDA did not make the disclosure public. In other words, the FDA knew the people approving this drug for sale worked for the company or were financially tied to the company that made the drug. And the FDA figured, you don't have any need to know. It'll just trouble your poor little head. You don't need to know about this corrupting influence here. So, Yaz and Yasmin are both involved in all kinds of harm. And it's amazing. That is actually the product. When I make this joke about, you'll see this expensively produced commercial for a pharmaceutical, and it's followed immediately by the ambulance chaser saying, have you taken this? You're entitled to compensation. That was Yaz I was talking about. And I've seen others, but that was the one that it was so obvious. Big, fancy commercial for Yaz and how wonderful it is. And immediately followed by an ambulance-chasing lawyer's commercial. If you took Yaz, you're entitled to financial compensation for the harm that it caused. Just amazing corruption. Now, again, these four members of this panel that voted to approve the drug did tell the FDA, we're tied in with the company, and the FDA said, public doesn't need to know. Just like the GMO people are saying, you don't need to know what's in your food out there in California. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Got about a half hour left on today's show. Getting back to the issue of questionable pharmaceuticals. Okay, there's another company here called KV Pharmaceutical. Was in serious financial trouble. It had been caught in some questionable deeds. The shareholders were angry. The former CEO has been fined and sent to jail, banned from the entire industry. So what does the FDA do to deal with this KV Pharmaceutical? They gave KV Pharmaceutical exclusive rights to a common generic drug for expectant mothers, which allowed them to start selling this drug instead of the $10 per treatment that it went for when it was a generic, went up to $1,500. And this, of course, has outraged doctors, some U.S. senators, and even the March of Dimes is saying this is completely ridiculous. And what the FDA did, this is the same FDA that thought you didn't need to know that the four of the people who approved Yaz worked for the company or got money from the company that made it. Same FDA. took this generic drug and they declared it an orphan drug. In other words, nobody's using it. And they granted the exclusive rights over to this KV Pharmaceutical. And it's making KV Pharmaceutical very, very rich. And, of course, low-income mothers who can't afford it are just out of luck. And it's just a reminder that the U.S. government is hand-in-hand with these corporations, and it's all about making money. It's all about extracting wealth from you, the American people, and they don't care whether the products are good or not, or even if they already exist. See, that's something we're seeing, you know, with the medical establishment as a whole. They're trying to basically ban natural curatives, natural medicines, herbs, supplements, things you can grow in your garden. You can't take that. That's illegal to take that. You have to go down to your doctor at a huge cost, get a note signed, go over to the pharmacy and buy the same thing for a lot more money. You would be amazed how many of these brand name drugs that you are paying through the nose to get are simply derivatives from stuff you can grow in your own garden. Valium, one of the most prescribed tranquilizers out there, is really just reprocessed valerian root. And you can buy valerian root capsules at your local health food store for a tiny fraction of what it would cost to buy it as Valium. And it's the same stuff. And the pharmaceutical industry is trying to ban valerian root because it's cutting into their profits. I have a little story about Obamacare that I need to share with you. And it has to do with a recent incident just before the Labor Day holiday. My wife came down with a minor infection of a personal nature, and I don't need to go into it anymore. Normally, she would have gone down to the HMO that we deal with because of our insurance, our health insurance. We pay $5,000 a year in health insurance because of our AGE. But because it was the Labor Day holiday, her doctor had taken off early, and the alternate number that they gave us wasn't being answered. Claire was in extreme distress. So we went over to the emergency room across the street, and we walked into the emergency room and we said, this is what she's dealing with, and this is what she needs a prescription for. And the doctor said, yes, you are right. This is what she's dealing with, and I'll write you the prescription for what you asked for. And we were out. That was it. We get the bill from the emergency room for $1,200. So we go to our health insurance company. They're only going to cover $200 of it because she should have gone to the HMO. And we explained to them, we went to the HMO. They were closed for the holiday. It was either go to the emergency room or she have to just suffer with this problem until the following Tuesday. And the insurance company says, well, you didn't follow our prescribed course of treatment by going to the HMO first. Therefore, we're not going to cover any more than they covered $200 of the $1,200 bill. So we're stuck with a $1,000 bill for going into the emergency room, telling them what was wrong with my wife, telling them what medication she needed. They agreed with us. This is what we're going to get with Obamacare. When health insurance is mandatory, the health insurance companies are just going to look for reasons not to pay it off. Now, the time before we had to take Claire to the emergency room had to do with her shoulder. She's got a chronically weak shoulder, and every once in a while it pops out. The insurance company covered that completely, but that was before Obamacare. And now the new rules are, we will tell you where to go and who you should see. And when we tried to explain to them, the person you told us to see wasn't there. The alternate that was supposed to be covering for the guy wasn't there. We were left with no choice but to go to the ER. Well, sorry, we're not going to cover it. That's Obamacare. It's all about making money off of people. Been a new study that has linked aspartame to leukemia and lymphoma. Remember aspartame? It used to be considered a biological weapon. Because it's an excitotoxin. It will overstimulate your brain to the point where the nerves, you know, it's like a nerve gas or a nerve powder. But it's very, very sweet. So Donald Rumsfeld politicked it through the approval process. So this biological weapon is being sold as an artificial sweetener. And there are serious health consequences associated with it. Now it's linked to leukemia and lymphoma. But it was all about making money for Searle. The government, whose job it is to keep watch on corporate abuse, dropped the ball again. They're totally aligned with the corporations against the general population, which is the classic definition of a fascist state. Now, there's a new story coming out regarding Roche. The pharmaceutical giant Roche has been accused of withholding key trial data about a vital flu drug on which governments around the world spent billions and billions of dollars or pounds. Now, back in 2009, researchers from the Cochrane Collaboration found the results of 8 out of 10 studies, 10 trials of Tamiflu, were never fully published and concluded there was insufficient data to show that it reduced complications. Roche said, hey, we're going to release all the testing data. They never did. They only released the two trials that said, hey, this stuff is wonderful. And everybody was buying Tamiflu and everybody was shoving up their noses and Roche made a huge amount of money. And now we're finding out that it may not have really been doing much of anything any good at all. This is not an isolated incident. We are seeing this time and time again. This orthodox medical pharmaceutical establishment is all about making money. They are taking advantage of people who are sick, who are scared, who are in pain to extract massive amounts of wealth from them. And it's always about the money. It's never about what's safe. It's always about the money. That's why I have this huge battle in California over Proposition 37. And the corporations who are selling all this genetically modified Frankenfood, they want to preserve their profits. They're seeing more and more foreign countries are banning the importation of these genetically modified crops and the associated pesticides until it can be proven they're absolutely safe. And study after study is coming up to say, no, there are serious questions. Once you go beyond that original 30 days that Monsanto says was adequate testing, problems begin to show up. And so we've got this Proposition 37 in California, which all it says is if there is genetically modified content in the food, put it on the label. And the GMO corporations are out there with scare tactics. Oh, this is going to make food much more expensive. Really? How much does a label cost? People have a right to know what is being fed to them. People have a right to make a choice to eat healthy. I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to predict that Proposition 37 is going to pass, barring massive vote fraud. I'm also going to make a prediction that after Proposition 37 passes, all of these biotech companies are going to go right to court screaming restraint of trade, of exposure of proprietary secrets, and they're going to tie this up in the courts as long as they can. We know these genetically modified foods are dangerous to the public. How do we know that? Because if they weren't, the biotech companies would say, put on the label made with GMO because it's good for you. Obviously, they want to hide it, which means they know this isn't done for the benefit of the consumer. It's done for the benefit of the biotech corporations to make money. Now, over at Dr. Mercola's website, it's kind of an interesting story because Dr. Mercola is one of the voices that is standing out there in the fight against companies like Monsanto. And, of course, these processed food and chemical companies have already paid over $40 million to try and defeat Proposition 37. Now they're apparently going on a media smear campaign against anybody who is questioning the health, efficacy, safety of GMO foods and demanding Proposition 37, pass, supporting Proposition 37. They're engaging in smear campaigns now. They're fighting dirty. They're using lies and fraud. The No on 37 campaign got caught fraudulently using the logo of the FDA on their campaign literature. That is illegal to use a government seal on anything that is not issued by that government office. They're willing to do anything to bamboozle the public. We know that Monsanto has been going to all the corporate-owned media in California and just telling them point blank, if you do not oppose Proposition 37, we'll take our advertising money someplace else. We saw the same behavior back during that whole incident with the synthetic bovine growth hormone and Fox News, where Fox News was told by Monsanto, don't report on the negative health aspects. Fox News told their reporters, you can't report on the negative health aspects. The reporters refused to hide that, and they got fired. And they sued Fox News, and they lost on appeal when the courts ruled that since there is no law requiring the corporate-owned media to tell the truth to the public, the corporate-owned media and its owners can order reporters to lie to you, and if the reporters refuse, they can be fired. We are living in an age of lies. And it is amazing to comprehend just how widespread a practice it is. It's accepted behavior now at the corporate level. Sure, we're going to lie. What are they going to do to us? It's amazing. And again, if you were not here in hour number one, I have an article at whatreallyhappened.com that links to the website for the online edition of the AARP magazine. And there's an article in there, Confessions of a Con Artist. And it is basically written by a former con artist who made millions of dollars with all these scams. And then he got caught. He pled guilty on a single charge of mail fraud, went to prison for 3 years. Now that he's out, he's working on the other side. But what he describes in there about how these frauds operate, the big name stars they hire to be in their TV commercials. And it's just a reminder that just because you see it on TV and just because there's a big name star pitching it doesn't mean it's a good product. Doesn't mean that it isn't an outright scam and fraud. By the way, speaking of scam and fraud, I still don't understand why nobody has gone after this Quibids, which is basically online gambling. You know, it's being pitched as an auction service where you can buy a big screen TV set for only $29.95. Well, what they're not telling you is they charge you for every one of your bids, and that's how they make their money. Because you're basically placing a bet and hoping that you will get the opportunity to buy this product at this very low price. And they're raking in the money hand over fist. And because they're playing for prizes and not money, it's technically considered not gambling, and nobody's looking at it. I was down at a store here in our local mall. They've got the same thing. They've got these gambling machines that you can play on, and if you win, you win a prize from the store, not money. And because they're not playing for money, it's legally considered exempt from the gambling laws. And they're just pulling in the money. They're making, and as long as they're making money and paying taxes and making donations to Congress, this is considered acceptable in our society. By the way, somebody just put up another article I want to make a mention to. We're talking about all these political polls where this group says that Romney's ahead by 7 points and Obama's ahead by 8 points. And this article that came out of Truthout is basically saying the political polling is no longer meaningful because the sampling sizes are too small. Because the polls are being done, over the phones, from blocked number, private number, or 800 numbers, and a lot of people just aren't answering those anymore because they think it's a telemarketer. And so these polling organizations are only getting a few people to actually answer the phone and answer the poll, and it's way too small a sample to really derive anything meaningful. They're just out there saying yes, and these polls are not designed to measure public reaction. The sample is too small. They're designed to create public sentiment. They're not measuring how people are feeling. They're trying to use the group mentality, the herd instinct, If they can come up with enough polls saying that Obama is ahead, they figure people will say, I'm going to vote for Obama because everybody else is voting for him. And, of course, if you're Mitt Romney and you're dependent on massive vote fraud to win the office, you've got to have a whole bunch of polls ahead of time saying, yes, he's really winning. So that people don't start asking questions on the day after Election Day when it says, how did Romney come from behind like that? There is very little truth left in our society. Truth has become such a valuable commodity, the government is economizing it at your expense. Going to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our show after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a listener just sent in a list of some sections of the Obamacare bill that people may not be aware of. You remember when, you know, Nancy Pelosi said, we're going to pass it and then we'll read it, which was the red warning sign at that point. Remember, Nancy Pelosi was one of those people who was just, we've got to get TARP. We've got to save the banks. And turned out they had their own money invested with all the banks that were, you know, getting rich off the mortgage-backed security fraud. So they were protecting their own stock portfolio at the expense of the American taxpayer, which is why in the Blueprint for America that I'm working on right now, all elected officials, all appointed officials, have to be segregated from their own wealth. They all have to be in blind trust, not just the president, all of them. Because we have certainly seen with all this insider trading scandal and all the rest of this stuff going on, members of Congress are just making themselves insanely rich at the expense of the American people. Anyway, getting back to Obamacare, I'm going to read a couple of page and references here. Page 50, section 152, the bill will provide insurance to all non-U.S. residents, even if they are here illegally. Page 58 and 59, the government will have real-time access to an individual's bank account and will have the authority to make electronic fund transfers from those accounts. Okay. Let's see. Page 203, line 14 and 15, the tax imposed under this section will not be treated as a tax. There's a classic piece of government speak for you. Page 241 and 253, doctors will all be paid the same regardless of specialty, and the government will set all doctors' fees. Now, here's one that's really important. Page 272, section 1145. Cancer hospitals will ration care according to the patient's age. In other words, if you have cancer and you're old, they're going to say, we're sorry, we got to invest the money in a younger cancer patient. I got a better idea. Let's start finding out what causes all the cancer. Then it won't be a problem, because cancer is a modern affliction. You go back and you look at the preserved bodies of the Mayan mummies or the Egyptian mummies or Otzi the Iceman. They didn't get these runaway metastatic cancers. There's something about modern society that is doing it. Exposure to petroleum, exposure to constant radio and TV broadcast radiation. Nobody wants to find the cause. They don't even want to find a cure. They want to find treatments, because treatments are big bucks. Let's see, page 425, lines 4 through 12. Those on Social Security will be required to attend an end-of-life planning seminar every 5 years. In other words, don't you think it's time you killed yourself? Page 429, the government will specify which doctors can write an end-of-life order. Man, oh man, is that scary stuff here. We're no longer citizens, we're property. We're livestock to these people. All right, that's it. I'm hearing the music. It's time to call it a day here. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you're going out trick-or-treating with your kids, lots of lights, lots of glow sticks. Please, safety, 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 safety. Please help Republic Broadcasting, and aloha, America.